The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everybody. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If by chance you've just come across our show on the traditional radio dial, any of our great podcast platforms, or Sirius XM, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you with us. We've been here about 25 years. Our mission has always been to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options, and more importantly, good quality science-based information.
And if you want to learn more about the show, you can visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. That's foreveryoungradio.com. And you can listen to all of these past shows. There's so many articles, like hundreds of articles, hundreds of shows, you know, in all those years. I mean, Kelly, you've been doing this for a long time, and I've had the pleasure of joining you more recently on this show, and it's just fantastic how much content there is for all of you out there listening. Please feel free to visit the radio page, get more info on what we're covering today and past shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always great to have you join me, Mel. You hosted a great show called Crossroads of Health for many, many years with our good friend Rick Simpson. So you are definitely welcome on the program and add so much value. Thanks again. Being able to join me and help these people going on in their health journey and making these different changes. One thing that I do want to say is a big thank you to a wonderful listener out there who sent us flowers, a wonderful bouquet, congratulating us on our 400th podcast episode. So again, we show up each and every week for you on this program to try to help and educate people, but it really feels good after all those years.
That's awesome. It's funny because when we get together and we're communicating here, sometimes we don't always get to see the faces of everybody out there who's listening and doing something like that. Is just so kind and wonderful, and just sort of reinforces why we're here, which is, you know, we're here to help people. And if we're able to do that for you, that is just amazing. And what a thoughtful, kind human. So appreciate that. And it makes us feel good about what we're doing here. So thank you very much.
Again, it's a wonderful time to kind of start anew, right? We're all starting a new year. We've been living in a pandemic for the past 3 years. It's taken a toll on not only our emotional health, our physical health. We're seeing more autoimmune conditions. We're seeing an uptick in a variety of different things that people are dealing with in their day-to-day health. A lot has to do with stress, lack of sleep, just kind of feeling like you're in a holding pattern all this time. So on this show, we try to give you practical tips and information on how to deal with that. So please, like Mel said, check out foreveryoungradio.com and take some time. Like, we have over 400 podcast episodes. We recently did a show with Dr. Peter McCullough. You might want to go and check that out. He's a big cardiologist talking about the ramifications of different vaccines and things going on out there. But today we have a totally different topic, right, Mel? I mean, a lot of people, I got to be honest, almost 1 out of 5 people I talk to have some kind of thing going on with their thyroid. Full disclosure, I know we're going to talk about it on the show. I have had Hashimoto's for goodness, 6-7 years. So I'm no stranger to it either way, but I thought it would be a really good time to talk about the thyroid.
Yeah, you know, Kel, I mean, it's not surprising that there are so many people that are suffering with some sort of issue that is associated to the thyroid or even the adrenal glands, the whole endocrine system, because our endocrine system really, really carries a lot of responsibility in how our body functions overall. So when we are under higher levels of stress, you know, when our body is fighting off more pathogens, there's, you know, uncertainty and things going on in the world, it's not surprising to me that there's more and more people that are struggling with this, because we're basically piling on a heavier load of stress to a system that, you know, again, it basically is one of the main showrunners for our body. So, you know, and it's interesting that with what you've experienced and being diagnosed with over the last 6 years, Hashimoto's, I feel like there's less conversation around Hashimoto's, but there needs to be more because there's a lot of people that are either undiagnosed or are not getting the right treatment because people are just treating it the same way as you would hypothyroidism. And it's just it's a different animal, but it's definitely in the same realm. And it just needs to be treated a little bit more delicately with kid gloves. And so there's a lot of great nutritional ways that you can support your body when you have more of that autoimmune condition that occurs with Hashimoto's. So, you know, we can talk about the overall endocrine system, but this is so great to focus on. And Kelly, you've got a wealth of knowledge in this department because you really had to educate yourself on a deeper level to help yourself. So it's awesome that you get to share this with everybody.
Yeah, and thank you to Dr. Mark Stengler, naturopathic MD, a good friend of the show. He's really helped me understand what's going on with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. We'll call it HT throughout the program today just to save us a little bit of time. But I love that you brought up the endocrine system because I was dealing with adrenal fatigue, and then I got my diagnosis of Hashimoto's.
A lot of people out there who are struggling with one or more things that affects your endocrine system, because, you know, the endocrine system is the boss of so many different things in the body. And Kelly, like you were saying, you were struggling with adrenal fatigue. I, too, have struggled with adrenal fatigue. In fact, I have to definitely supplement, you know, the Adrenal Health by Dr. Mark Stengler on a daily basis in order to really feel balanced. You know, your adrenal glands are responsible for so much hormone production in the body, and associated really with like energy, sleep, and stress. So, I mean, that's a big thing. But your adrenal glands are also part of the endocrine system. So that's tied into the thyroid. And, you know, a lot of people with thyroid issues have hypothyroid, which means slow or sluggish thyroid. That can cause all sorts of issues like weight gain, hair loss, just a plethora of issues. Then there's people who have hyperthyroidism, where they basically have a thyroid that's moving way too fast. But today, we really want to focus on, like you said, Hashimoto's, which is, again, not always getting enough attention as far as people understanding, people, you know, as far as people who are suffering from it don't always know immediately what to do about it, or maybe they're not getting diagnosed right away. Kelly, can you tell us a little bit more about how you got diagnosed and what sort of testing led you to that diagnosis? Because you said you started without adrenal fatigue. Can you explain to the listeners?
Yeah, you know, it was pretty interesting. I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I like to burn the candle at both ends. I am always answering emails. I'm always responding to texts or calls. I just love working, right? And I love connecting with people. But that does take a toll at some point in your life. At the time I had a family, you know, you're worried about getting the kids places, and you know, you're wearing all these different hats in life. And I just started to slow down a little bit and feel like, goodness, I'm tired. Every morning I'm like, Groundhog's Day, I got to do this over. I just kind of just wasn't feeling myself. And then I was told I had the adrenal dysfunction, which again, if you're constantly putting your body at max levels, like fight or flight, and you're feeling like you're being chased constantly, your body does react to that, and it starts to do a cascade where it starts to affect different things within the body. So I kind of went and I got diagnosed with the adrenal dysfunction. Still wasn't feeling great. You know, I was doing a lot of the things they were telling me to do. Didn't really make sense. I pushed it to get some additional blood work. And then again, it popped up, you know, how long have you had Hashimoto's is what my new GP asked me. And I'm like, I didn't know I had it. You know, tell me a little bit about it, because not a lot of people were talking about it back then. And I just enthralled myself to really understand, how is it affecting me? What does it do? I mean, essentially, it's attacking your thyroid gland 24 hours a day. It's causing inflammation. And then that kind of, like you said, Mel, affects your sleep. It can affect your skin. We'll talk about different symptoms that people can look at throughout the program. But I think the number one thing was the brain fog for me. I mean, that's when I really knew something was going on, is that I'd go and I'd try to like have a conversation and I'd just feel like clouded or couldn't find my words 100%. And, you know, when those types of things are happening and you have to run a family, run a job, you know, volunteer and do all the great things you're used to doing, it could really sideline you. And there's a lot of people out there dealing with it. I mean, Mark Stengler said Hashimoto's is a common autoimmune disease in the U.S. and around the world. I think when people think of autoimmune, they're thinking of things like rheumatoid arthritis. But it's a big deal when the thyroid starts to shut down and not work like it should be.
No, absolutely. You know, and I think it's really important too, though, for people to really understand there's some real heavy differences between Hashimoto's versus hypothyroidism. I mean, basically, Hashimoto's is an immune system problem. You can have elevated antibodies, and you may or may not have low thyroid hormone levels. But with, you know, hypothyroidism, you basically have low thyroid hormones and negative antibodies. So, I mean, Kelly, how did they test you and find out?
Yeah, you want to make sure you're going to a really good doctor, because a lot of the times this can go just, oh, your thyroid's a little elevated. When you get your thyroid tested, you know, they'll focus on just the TSH, but there's other components that need to be looked at, T3, T4, seeing how your body kind of breaks down different things. So I had a blood test. I asked for a full thyroid panel. So if you have something in the back of your mind that you're like, look, my doctor said my thyroid is normal, I have a history of thyroid issues in my family, I'm not really buying it, and then you look at your test and it only tested one component, there's so many other things that could lead to it. Like, I'll tell you, on a recent blood test that I had, my thyroid's been a little wonky in the last 5 months, just because I've been under a little more stress than I generally am. You know, I've had a family member who wasn't feeling so well. And it's just, you know, you're spinning all these plates that we talk about in life, no matter how much ashwagandha we're taking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's only so many things you could do. But for the first time, I had to increase in my thyroid medication. And look, there's a lot of people who can monitor and manage these things on more natural forms. There's Armor. I have a sensitive system. I tried all forms of little natural things to do, and it just wasn't getting that TSH and that T3 and T4 back into harmony. Now, if you have just generalized thyroid issues, where it's just up a little or down a little, that is a lot easier to maintain than when you have an autoimmune condition. Graves' disease, which we'll talk about down the road a little bit in the show, that is something that is a lower percentage of the population and a lot harder to mitigate. But, you know, it was interesting. I went to a new doctor. They ran all of those panels. I immediately went and got, they bring out the little sonogram thing. They start checking the tissues around the area where your thyroid gland is. You really want to make sure you're seeing somebody good and listen to your body. If they're telling you no, and then you read your blood work and only one section has been looked at, realize that the thyroid controls a lot of different things, like Mel said during the show. So it's not just that you could start having dry skin. It can really make a mark in your life, especially when we're talking about the combination of adrenal dysfunction and having a thyroid issue.
Yeah, and I think that's really the big thing, is you need to go to a doctor who understands what they're looking at. Basically, when it comes to the thyroid, you really need a specialist who understands what they're looking at and looking for, because a lot of testing that's done is very general and very surface. And if you need to dig deeper, you have to ask for it and really advocate for yourself. And, you know, we always recommend, if you have the ability to, talking to a naturopathic physician like Dr. Stengler, or somebody who is more involved in integrative medicine, where they're looking at naturopathy, homeopathy, all of the channels of support for overall wellness, you are more likely to work with somebody who will dig deeper and not just do these surface tests. I know a lot of people are sort of strapped in by their insurance. It can be a little more difficult. But, you know, one of the things is that if you are concerned that you have one of these issues, you really need to be your own advocate, because a lot of times it will just be the surface that is covered. So really, really try and tap in with the right care provider. And I always encourage people, find a doctor that makes you feel like they are your partner. You know, a lot of people can go into a doctor's office, particularly when you have thyroid conditions. So when you have a thyroid condition and it's causing you to gain weight, I have experienced in my times of, you know, being a little up on the scale, going into a doctor's office, and because I have an elevated weight that might be more than what they want to see on my little short frame that I have, you might find yourself feeling patronized, or you might find yourself being dismissed because they're going to look at you and go, oh, you're overweight, you're not eating right, you're not exercising, and you get this whole like line of judgment tumbling down onto you. Whereas you might actually be doing everything right, but you have a hormonal imbalance because you're under a lot of stress, or you have an underlying condition. You have adrenal fatigue, you have Hashimoto's, you have a thyroid disorder. And so you can tend to be dismissed when you're having symptoms that are related to a greater underlying cause. So be your own best advocate. And if you're in an office where you feel like that is how you are being treated and you're not being heard and listened to and you're not able to really express, then you don't have the right partner. And hopefully you're in a position where you can go shopping to find a better PCP, or, you know, hopefully you're in a position to be able to get into a naturopath like Dr. Stengler. I mean, I know he even works with remote patients because he can have lab work done at any, I believe it's LabCorp, like nationwide. Just know that there's options, and just pursue whatever options are available to you to make sure that you are being your best advocate for your own health. Whether we're talking about the endocrine system, Hashimoto's, any issue, you've got to be your own best advocate, and don't feel shut down. If you know something's wrong, if you're not feeling your best, you've got to press for that information, and don't feel shut down or be in a position where you're feeling judged and then not getting what you need.
That's right. And we'll be right back after the break. You can learn more at foreveryoungradio.com.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Once again, we want to thank you for joining us today on Forever Young Radio. Today, we have a really special show. We're focusing on Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is a very specific autoimmune related issue that occurs in the body, and it affects a lot of people, but it is associated with the endocrine system. But it's not just straight adrenal fatigue, it's not hypothyroidism, and it's not even Graves' disease. So this is its own entire issue. And you know, Kelly, we've been talking about this, and you are really the expert here, and you've been sharing with us your journey on how you got the correct diagnosis and how you were able to start moving along the path of pursuing wellness and recovering to some degree from this issue.
Yeah, and I think it's hard because, you know, we talk about, hey, if you have the means, go see a great naturopathic medical doctor like Dr. Mark Stengler, but some people can't afford to pay out of pocket and some people's insurance won't cover it. Now, if you're getting thyroid advice solely from your GP, maybe if you're not getting the answers you're looking for, I would get a referral to an endocrinologist. That's essentially a great place to start. They know so much about hormones. They know so much about the thyroid and the body, amongst other things. But considering, you know, primarily Hashimoto's targets middle-aged women, we're already going through things. Things are already changing, right? Our estrogen is changing. Maybe testosterone is changing. All of our hormones are changing throughout the body. So it would make a little bit more sense if you're not getting the proper answers to maybe go down that rabbit hole. And what I was saying in the last segment when I was under that stress is I get my blood work done every 3 months because I take Synthroid. And people are like, oh my gosh, you're in natural health and you take a pharmaceutical script? Yes, I do. Because I tried other modalities to get that TSH, T3, T4 down to a normal range and it just wasn't working. I have a sensitive system. I'm missing some enzymatic processes. So I take my Synthroid without shame. But I am aware that there's many side effects to that. The number one is that it can leach bone from your system. So if you're already aging, you're already worried about getting things like bone degradation, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, things like that, you need to be aware and supplement or eat foods in addition to support those things. So I think that's one of the things when we've worked in this natural health space for years and you tell somebody that you take a script, you know, there's a little bit of judgment. Now, when I tell you I take Synthroid, like I said, I take other things to support the thyroid in addition so I can stay on a very low dose. And that's a thing that you can kind of figure out for yourself. But again, when you start to feel better and see through the trees, the difference of being like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I was suffering with that lack of energy, with just not feeling myself and, you know, the weight gain. That's just one of the things. I did fire a doctor one time when she told me your metabolism has nothing to do with your thyroid. I think after my neck snapped off and I put it back on, I was like, thank you so much. Have a nice day. And you never go back because you're like, how do you not correlate the two? Yeah, it's like, come on, are you really telling everybody this and, you know, making them feel that way? It's like when you're sluggish and things aren't working. And listen, inflammation is an issue. We talk about that all the time on the show. It is one of the leading causes driving diseases out there, right? It's people are worried, I have so much inflammation. Well, if your body is being attacked and trying to protect yourself and attacking the thyroid because it's causing that inflammation, long term, your body is running itself amok. And what happens with that is it tends to affect your immune system. And if we've learned anything in the last 3 years, everybody's like, immune, protect the immune. Well, how do you give your immune system a break if it's constantly putting out these inflammatory fires? It's a really hard thing to do. So people just need to be aware of what they're dealing with and then kind of make the modifications within their own life. Again, just remember to listen to your own body. Your body knows when it's not running optimally, when it's not feeling good, whether you eat a food, whether you take a supplement, whether you take a script. Pay attention to that. That's what I've done over the years, and it really can help.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. Even Dr. Stengler will say that there is a time and a place for pharmaceuticals. So, you know, is that the first thing that we want to run to? No. But, you know, you also need to just be responsible with your body. And if you end up needing pharmaceutical support, then that may be what you need. I don't think that it should be the first thing that we run to. I do think in this country, you know, there's a lot of antibiotic resistance because there's a lot of doctors who will just throw it at their patients. And then when you really get sick, it's not going to work. So, you know, it just has to be balanced and you have to use your own best judgment and just make sure that you do have a good partner in medicine. So that is a big thing. So, and the wonderful thing is that being in the world that we're in, Kel, and working with Dr. Stengler, you know, and sort of being able to tap into that, but also just having a wealth of knowledge over all the years you've been doing this. Gosh, I realize I've been in this industry for almost 18 years. That's crazy to me. It's just like time has flown. It was like almost 2 decades ago that I started doing this. I was in a completely different place in my life. But it's also good because you know, okay, this is going to deplete my bones. So what am I going to do? I'm going to boost up my D3K2 or I'm going to, you know, take OsteoBone Health for additional support. So having the balance of both and then also working with a naturopath will also help you to get that nutritional balance if you do need to be on a pharmaceutical. They will be able to help you find that nutritional balance that you need and what you're able to take also with your medication, because that can be a little sticky too. There's a whole lot to it. You know, this is not, there's no, not always simple answers, but you know, if you know how to dig and if you have the right partner in medicine, then you're moving in the right direction. Kel, there's some great studies on this. There's some great nutrition that we can talk about to help support the thyroid if you have Hashimoto's. And I mean, we've got a lot to dig into on this.
We really do. And I want people to understand it's not just us as adults that are dealing with this. I mean, kids can deal with this as well. So, you know, if you kind of think your kid isn't being themselves and you kind of suspect this, maybe get them tested, because Hashimoto's accounts for 5% of the U.S. population's ages 12 and older. They say they have some form of hyperthyroidism, and that's a pretty significant amount. And so here's some things. Let's give some people some symptoms that they can maybe look for if they think they're dealing with hypothyroidism. Like number one, fatigue, right? We talked about that.
Right.
Weight gain, dry skin, hair loss, especially around the scalp, depression, which so many people are already dealing with, poor memory and focus, intolerance to cold, even constipation, right, Mel? So there's a lot of things people can take a look at when wanting to wonder, what's going on with me? What could it possibly be?
Right. And then there's also genetic relationships to it. So there's a lot of people who have a genetic predisposition to HT. And, you know, if you have a first degree relative that has Hashimoto's, then you have a ninefold greater risk of developing it. So, you know, there's association of HT with several autoimmune disorders, and that includes, you know, autoimmune gastritis, rheumatoid arthritis, polymyalgia rheumatica, celiac disease. Celiac disease is a big one. You know, there's a brain gut connection too that we've talked about in past shows. People have diabetes, multiple
Sjögren's syndrome.
Okay. Multiple sclerosis, systemic lupus, alopecia, psoriatic arthritis, scleroderma, vitiligo. So people who have an issue with melatonin in the skin, there's just, I mean, it's crazy when you think about how many different autoimmune disorders there are out there. This is just one of so many. And autoimmune can be extremely hard to diagnose and to manage. So, you know, it's just interesting to note that if you are prone to an autoimmune disorder, you may also be more prone to developing Hashimoto's. And, you know, Kelly, there's some natural ways that thyroid antibodies can be reduced, right?
Yeah, there are. And then I think about too, Mel, not to move on to the next section without mentioning, imagine if you're dealing with Hashimoto's, you're dealing with RA, or you're dealing with lupus. A lot of these times when people have autoimmune, they could be dealing with three of those issues, not just one. And you can only imagine the hecticness and the wrecking ball that it causes within our system, because they all have similar side effects or similar symptoms. So people should really take a look at that. And so when we're talking about thyroid antibodies, I mean, people are always looking for natural ways to support them. There are several nutritional and holistic and integrative ways to reduce thyroid antibodies. And remember, reducing thyroid antibodies is generally ignored in conventional medicine. That's what we're recommending. If you're not getting a proper diagnosis and you feel it in your bones and in your gut, go ahead and get a second opinion. But studies have demonstrated that increased thyroid antibodies correlate with decreased quality of life and higher symptom load. So when we were mentioning, or Mel was mentioning, those different autoimmune conditions that can, you know, go hand in hand, we need to take a look at that. But when we come back from the break, I really want to talk about selenium and really explain to people how I've incorporated that in, and even myo-inositol and different things that we're hearing a lot of research about it, and some of the supplements that I use in correlation with taking that pharmaceutical medication that so many people are on out there. I think Synthroid is the number one. And we're going to share some articles with you that you can go and check out. But in the meantime, learn more at foreveryoungradio.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose. shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Thank you once again for joining us today for this show where we are focusing on Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is just one of many issues that can occur with our hardworking endocrine system. So, Kelly, I think we need to probably dig into some of the meat of what people can take in the nutritional realm to help support their overall wellness if they are struggling with Hashimoto's.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I take a lot of different things just to make sure that I'm kind of moving along, but I also follow the research. And one of the ones that I really like is selenium. I mean, several studies have examined the effect of selenium as an independent variable for thyroid antibodies and for thyroid hormone levels. And there was one, Ragusa ETLA reports three studies involving selenium supplementation and Hashimoto's thyroiditis resulted in improved thyroid hormone levels. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about selenium because there's two different forms out there. And when I use a product, I'm looking for a branded ingredient. And, you know, I want to go with a formula and use supplements that, one, are science-backed, two, that a doctor is formulating them. Because generally, if a doctor is formulating them, they're selling that same product in the office. They're running blood work. They're able to see the difference in the blood work. And if they don't, guess what? The patient isn't coming back. They weren't receiving the help they needed.
Kelly, you have such a good point there because one of the bigger issues that people find when they're looking for the right supplement is that they might even find a branded ingredient or they might find an ingredient that's like the latest and greatest. They've been reading all this hot gossip about what this ingredient is going to do for them. But if you're not getting the same form and the same amount that the clinical studies indicate, then it's highly unlikely that you're going to see similar results when you take it. So that's kind of a big deal, which is why, you know, we work with Dr. Mark Stengler because everything that he formulates, he's also using clinically and it's based on his many, many years. You know, he's so highly respected and highly regarded in this industry, also has experience clinically and he's still actively working in a clinic with patients and running active blood work. So he continues to be successful because he's able to help his patients achieve results using these nutrient formulas. So we take his lead and that's where we get these great formulas. So selenium is amazing because it functions as part of the antioxidant enzyme glutathione peroxidase. And it is a constituent of more than 24 selenoproteins. The highest concentration in body organs is in the thyroid gland. So your thyroid needs a lot of selenium. It is involved in converting T4 into T3. It protects the thyroid cells from oxidative damage. So basically, we find that the form SelenoXL is superior to some of the more standard forms of selenium that are on the market today. It is a high selenium, non-pathogenic form of selenium that comes from non-GMO baker's yeast, and it appears to be incorporated into body tissues better than other forms. The great thing about SelenoXL that really sets it apart is that it contains three organic selenium compounds, selenomethionine, selenocysteine, and methyl selenocysteine. So the form of selenium that is used in SelenoXL, it's organic, which means it's attached to several amino acids, which may make it more bioavailable than others. That's why people do see really great results using this form of selenium. So, you know, again, there's a ton of selenium out on the market. This is a branded ingredient that has had human clinical studies indicating its efficacy. Dr. Stengler has actually formulated this ingredient into a product called Hashimune. And so it incorporates the SelenoXL It also is combined with a specialty form of inositol known as myo-inositol. So there's many different forms of inositol available, nine, in fact, possible forms. But myo is considered the most abundant form that you find in your diet, mainly from vegetables, you know, like fruits, vegetables, beans. And it's also available in animal sources. The one we use is not. But it's also produced by the kidneys. So impaired metabolism of the myo can correlate with thyroid disorders, polycystic ovarian syndrome, fertility disorders, diabetes, metabolic and neurological disorders. So it functions as a cellular messenger. Now, there's some really good information about how the combination of selenium, and then specifically as Dr. Stengler formulated, the SelenoXL, and specifically the myo-inositol in combination can be very therapeutic for people who are suffering from HT.
Oh, for sure. And so that combination has been shown in research. Not only does it increase iodine availability, which if you have a thyroid issue, you're going to have an issue with iodine unless you're finding a way to mitigate that. But it also shows improved thyroid antibody levels by reducing autoimmune processes. So that's important because when we talked about that inflammation, another side of that study showed decreased inflammatory cytokines involved with Hashimoto. So again, I like this type of information because when we started the show, we said issues with the thyroid tissue could happen when we're having Hashimoto's. So another showed reduced myo in thyroid tissue correlates with higher thyroid tissue malignancy. So again, we're seeing these different things. Another thing we didn't talk about is nodules, but this combination also showed a reduction in the size and number of thyroid nodules. And then the treatment showed a reduction in TSH and enhanced thyroid cell sensitivity to TSH. So again, these are things that make me happy. We could share a quick study of what they did on the combination. Even though we're running out of time here pretty quickly, I think it would be helpful if we did that, Mel, for the listeners.
Yeah, there was actually a prospective 6-month randomized controlled trial by Nardio and Bassiani involved 168 outpatients with HT. And basically, this combination was able to show some amazing results. They did blood measurements and thyroid ultrasounds at the baseline, which is the beginning, and at the end of the study. So this was legitimate. This was a legitimate study. There was a significant decrease in serum TSH with those receiving the combination compared to the control group, which would have been basically like a placebo group, demonstrating improved thyroid balance. And there was no difference in antibodies between the two groups. You know, and then, Kelly, there's just more and more studies here. You know, there's non-randomized retrospective studies of patients with slight subclinical hypothyroidism and HT, supplemented with myo-inositol and selenium twice a day for 6 months, a control group with no treatment given, with the same diagnosis as the participants. Again, ultrasound of the thyroid, blood test, all of that good stuff, including thyroid hormones and autoantibodies tested at the beginning and end of the studies. Again, it showed TSH levels significantly declined in the treatment group, which demonstrates an improvement in subclinical hypothyroidism. And 46% of the treatment group had TSH levels that decreased to normal values. I mean, so there's just so many. There's study after study after study. We only shared a little bit of this with you. But, you know, we just want to let you know that Dr. Stengler has created a formula called Hashimune that has this clinical combination of these two ingredients to address underlying autoimmunity, help preserve the thyroid function, help to reduce those systemic effects of the autoimmune nature of this, and then to help really support the thyroid function for those who have HT and are not currently on a thyroid replacement. You know, and for people who are on a thyroid replacement and have HT, it can be used and may help to reduce thyroid autoimmunity and improve thyroid function. The best thing to do is really try and find a naturopathic endocrinologist who can really support you in your efforts to combine the best of both worlds and really walk down this path, holding your hand and supporting you as you work to help get your body balanced.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I've been using Hashimmune for, I think I'm a month and about 5 weeks. I have it on my calendar. It's a brand new product. I was the guinea pig. I was happy to do it. And I've been using it in combination with my current protocol that I spoke about using Synthroid. Again, if you have any worry about that, talk to your doctor. We should always talk to our doctor, and do not use this in place of your current medication. We should never take ourselves off our medication without consulting a doctor. This is there to support and help those levels. If you want to learn more about Hashimmune, it's very easy. You can find it, I think, at some stores across the country. There's a locator on emeraldlabs.com, or you can buy it directly at emeraldlabs.com. As always, they're a great partner in health. If you want to give it a go, you can use our code, which gets you 20% off on every single product at emeraldlabs.com when you use the code FOREVER. So make sure you go over to foreveryoungradio.com. We also have that listed on our weekly highlight page under this current episode. Hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.